Fun time is over. Now we're down to serious things. Okay. Rose and I were having some work done around our house. And so they poured some cement. They put in a concrete driveway, and in the back they put a patio. And then they put some retaining walls and a walkway back there. And so we got, it's starting to look very, very nice, you know, because this is our home. We want to spend the rest of our lives in this home, hopefully, Lord willing. But you know, with all the tractors and all the excavators that they've had running up and down the hills, you know, up our front lawn and in the back, they've destroyed all our lawn. So as they're finishing up, just this past week, they went and they picked up some seed and they started scattering it. And so the other day I went out there and I was analyzing the scattered seed, and you know, there were areas in which there was a lot of seed and there were other areas which was pretty barren, you know, which the seed didn't reach. I happened to see that there was seed all over the patio. Now, do you think that seed is going to take root in the patio? No, Sean, you're shaking your head. Why? Nope.
If it were to have a crack in it, neither to it to go down, it won't have any sunshine, food, or water.
Okay. Well, you know, this is a new patio. So you can't, there better not be a crack in there, right? All right. So you can envision that you could scatter all the seed you want on the patio, and what's going to happen?
It's going to stick inside of it.
Well, but nothing's going to grow, is it?
No.
No. I even brought some seed just to show you, give you an idea of what some seed looks like. Now, what is this? No, it's not. Rice. See, that's rice? Okay, we got rice. What else do we have here? Let's see. Now, these are different kinds of seeds.
Beans.
No.
Coffee beans. Yummy.
See that coffee beans? You convinced her coffee beans? Okay, coffee beans. Let's see what else we have. See, we got all kinds of beans all around our house, don't we? It's different kinds of seeds. What about these?
Corn kernels.
Popcorn. And what do you do when you put a little oil and you put the cover? What do you start to hear?
Pop,
pop, pop, pop, pop, pop, pop. Because they start popping, right? Now, what do we have here? Oh, look at these.
Baked beans.
No, they're not baked beans. Those are called pinto beans. These are just beans, brown beans. Brown beans. I guess maybe they're pinto beans. I'm not sure. But I know you got to put them in water. You soak them in water. And for 24 hours, and then they're soft enough to be able to cook. I'm not through because I still have a few more. What are these?
Almonds.
What do almonds go good with? Don't they go good with chocolate? Ah, oh, my favorite chocolate is almond joys. And let's see if there's anything else here. No, that's it. We've exhausted all my beans. But now let me show you something. I have a glass here. And what is the glass filled with?
Pebbles.
Rocks. If I were to take some of those beans and I were to put them in here, could you expect a nice big healthy plant to come out of it?
No.
No. It'd be hard for it to take root, right? Well, Jesus tells a parable about that. He says that a sower went out and he sowed all this seed. But some of the seed fell on the hard path. And so it didn't get a chance to get down in the soil. And the birds came and ate it up, you know, so it all disappeared. You're not going to see anything grow there, are you? Some of it fell on rocky ground. In other words, there was nothing but rocks. Just like I showed you, those big pebbles, those rocks. Nothing grew there. Some of it grew among thorns. I mean, they tossed it among thorns. And, you know, the thorns, if you'd even get a plant, thorns are going to strangle the life out of any healthy plants that's there. You notice how when weeds start to take over everything, and they extend all over the lawn. Then you got to call a lawn care guy in here to exterminate all the weeds to get them all thoroughly gone, right? But then Jesus says, when the seed falls on the good ground, and it allows itself to kind of work its way down in a little bit, with a little bit of rain and a little bit of sunshine, something miraculous happens. It blossoms, right? It turns into, you ready? It turns into, ta-da! A magician. I should have pulled that from out of my jacket here. Smell that. Doesn't that smell good? Yeah, see, does that smell good?
Yeah.
No. It shouldn't smell anything because there's nothing. They're plastic. Well, now the seed. Now Jesus interprets the story for us. And you know what he tells us? He tells us the seed is the word of God. In other words, it's when we hear about Jesus and we hear that he is a man of great love and compassion and mercy towards all people, everybody. How he cared for widows and he cared for strangers and he cared for the poor. And once their lives were touched by Jesus, they could never again be the same. Jesus is the Word of God. You know, he touches lives and their lives are changed. They realize they've got a friend forever. Forever! Well, that's the seed that has been planted in your hearts. It's planted in Sunday school. It's planted by your parents. It's planted by your church family. It's planted in your heart so that you know about Jesus. And you know that he loves you very much. And you know that no matter where you go in this world, he has one hand in your hand and you're going to walk together through this world and he'll never let go of it. Isn't that a wonderful promise that we have? Well, that's the promise. And that's what happens when the good word, the good seed, falls into the heart, which is your the soil, which is your heart. Takes root. Believe me, no weeds are ever going to take over that wonderful growth. Let's all hold hands and pray. You want to take our... You ready? Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, for being our friend to the end. Thank you for knowing that no matter where we go, we can never lose sight of you and you can never lose sight of us. Thank you for growing your wonderful gifts of your Holy Spirit in our lives. Love, joy, peace, patience, and all the rest. And may we continue to show your life in and through all we say and do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.